You may be seated. I do want to thank Rose for stepping in, not only today, but last Sunday when Wanda was absent. It's nice to have someone who can play and do that, and I appreciate her very much. So thank you, Rose, for always being available and being good. And she's sick, too, and so they don't feel good like everybody else. So I thank you for sharing. Our scripture today comes from Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it's the proclamation of John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer. And in the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Now John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And he proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong on his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, I do thank you this day for your word, and I thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before. I thank you, Lord, for Mark's words this day, and I thank you, Lord, for John the Baptizer, who prepared the way for your coming into the world, preparing the way for all to hear, to see, to be able to know the life and have that life eternal. We ask, Lord, this day that you just be with us in this time that we have here, the time that is at hand, that you allow us your grace and your mercy, that you always are with us. For it is in your Son's great and holy name we do pray. Amen.